This week, our art hounds have found jazz in Saxton's River, student orchestras on stage in Barrie, and a Vermont musician comes home to perform for New Year's Eve. First up today is Rick Cowan from Main Street Arts in Saxton's River. He suggests jazz musicians Dre Hobbs and John Stowell.
These talented guys have performed for national and international audiences for many years. Popular local singer Libby McCauley of Putney, who happens to be John Stowell's sister, will join them on a few numbers, including Moonlight in Vermont. I always enjoy hearing these three make music and hope to share the evening with other jazz lovers.
That concert is called The Jazz of Two Guitars, and it's on stage at Main Street Arts, Saturday, December 12th, beginning at 8. Next, Gordon Bach from Northfield, and he recommends the Green Mountain Youth Symphony Winter Concert.
Three student orchestras of Green Mountain Youth Symphony each perform a variety of seasonal favorites. Tchaikovsky, Leroy Anderson, highlights from the movie Frozen, and Vermont storyteller Willem Lang joins pianist Diane Ewling for Howard Blake's The Snowman. And the program also features the Lalo Cello Concerto.
Those student orchestras will be on stage Saturday, December 12th at the Barrie Opera House at 3:30. Next is musician and producer Peg Tassie. She suggests Gregory Douglas in concert for First Night Burlington.
Go see Gregory Douglas and his rockin' band while you can, because this may be the last time you get to see him at a small venue. Gregory's been out in L.A. making new music, and he's coming home to unveil his latest album, On the Flynn Main Stage. If you haven't heard him yet, I think you should. He has the most beautiful voice, and the new songs, which I had a chance to hear, are really great, really modern but timeless. And I think that this album is going to take him to that next level, so let's go support him.
That show's on New Year's Eve. It starts at 3 o'clock, and it's at Flynn Main Stage in downtown Burlington. And finally today, Martha Robertson. She's a fan of local bands and an organizer from Peru, Vermont. She suggests marking your calendars now for the Hot Blues for Cold Nights benefit concert and dance party coming up Saturday, January 30th.
This is not a down-and-out blues concert. This is a get-up-and-dance, get-out-of-your-seat concert. Proceeds go to Ski for Heat, a small nonprofit that provides heating fuel assistance for local families.
That's at the Manchester Eagles Club in Manchester. If you need more information about these events, visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, celebrating 50 years of funding for the arts with Vermont Arts 2015. More information is at vermontarts2015.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.